I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's a quintessential Jersey girl, and she hung out with some Thai ladyboys. It's Watch What Happens Live with Danielle Staub and Stephanie Holman now. Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on Shotsky Night with two women who hail from opposite sides of the Bravo universe. From the Real Housewives of New Jersey, say hi to the first ever guest on Watch What Happens Live, Danielle Staub. And please welcome Real Housewife of Dallas, Stephanie Holman. And I just want to point out, Danielle is drinking the exact drink she drank on the first ever episode of Watch What Happens Live.
It's true.
White wine with a straw, right?
Yep, that yes. was it.
I love it.
That because was it doesn't leave the lipstick
yes,
on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the rim. Started a trend there. Okay, while Danielle's pals like to call themselves old school Italians, tonight's bartender owns an Italian pastry shop that's been open since 1894, so he's very old school. From Venero's Pasticceria and Cafe, it's Robert Zarelli. Hey, I've already been noshing on those pastries. They're really good. Okay, I want to get started. Danielle has a big announcement for us a little bit later in the show. I'm looking forward to that. I wanted to start off, I was going to ask you for an update on where you and Marty stand today. You are here with Marty
I am.
Today. This is wow. Are you two back together, just friends?
We're friends, and he's been very supportive of me.
That's
and,
great.
I think if I could say that the best thing that came out of all of this, if there is one thing in
yeah.
the relationship between he and I and the people who feel entitled to have an opinion about my relationships,
yes.
we'll just call them the cast.
Okay.
I think that they pushed us back together again in a way that we would have never been had this not happened. So I'm
wow.
proud to say he's one of my dearest friends, and I treasure that.
That is great. Are you still living under the same roof?
We are. I
wow.
am in the process of buying the house from him. I have a partial deposit on the home and paying half the bills.
Wow, very good. All right. On tonight's Jersey, Teresa filled Dolores in on her upsetting phone call with Joe. And Dolores had some harsh words for Tree. I want your reaction to this. Watch.
What's going on with Joe and everything?
He started saying stupid shit to me.
I was just so mad.
And then I said, yeah, and you made me sign a prenup when we first got married.
Did that prenup say that he can't get a lot from you? Because you're the one making the money now.
I have no idea.
God forbid things don't work out, he's going to feel like you owe him.
I mean, I think any guy that takes money from a woman, that's like so low.
Oh, Teresa, he'll take it.
What do you think?
Now, I know Joe. I mean, Dolores knows Joe as well. We've been in the same circles for years. I don't see him doing that.
You don't?
I don't.
All right.
No.
On the Dallas reunion, the tension between Stephanie and Cameron was heated, but their digs were a little frozen. Take a look.
The whole trash word actually came out of your best friend Stephanie's mouth.
Don't you dare. I was not calling you a surface person.
You went around saying I was a mean girl. I was an elitist. I was a badger.
If you're my friend, you would listen to me and treat me like a human being and not like a dog.
As Elsa said in Frozen 2, the fake cannot be trusted.
Let it go, like Elsa says.
The hilarious thing is you did just... You go, let it go, and then you realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm quoting it too. Does everything come back to front? Do you feel like you left with any better of a relationship with Cameron?
No.
Didn't seem like it.
No,
yeah,
not
didn't
at
seem
all.
Like it. Yes.
Honestly, no.
I want to point out, by the way, that Mama D's wig is on permanent display in the clubhouse right over there. Very excited about that. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Your questions for Danielle and Stephanie are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, lately on The Housewives of Jersey, Danielle and Margaret's ability to be in the same room has been hanging on by a hair. But here's what. Danielle might have plucked out that last hair when she yanked Margaret's ponytail tonight. Here's what happened. We're going to talk about it after.
What's your problem, trout mouth?
I don't have any problem with
I have
you.
Nothing to do with you.
He said you kind of broke them up.
You disparaged your ex-husband and lied incessantly about it.
And you around on your...
I don't to keep a house.
You have to tell us.
Get out of
here.
Get out of
and you...
What is that?
I just can't help myself.
Okay. Number one question for you, and I think you,
don't
you have a sense of this.
Don't throw water on me. That's all I have to say.
Right, don't throw water on you. Number one question for you: does Danielle accept the repercussions of pulling Marge's hair, considering how unforgiving she was when Ashley pulled hers and she pressed charges? Ashley's been quite vocal about this.
Well,
on
why
Twitter.
Wouldn't she be? And right. Her mother. I mean,
and her
apple
mom,
does
and
not
Jacqueline.
Fall far from that tree. So hi, Jacqueline. Hi, sweetheart. Hi, honey. Yeah, you're getting your moment again. 15 more. 15 more. And you too, Ashley. Come along with Mama. So here's what I have to say about that.
Yes.
I did not provoke any of this.
Okay.
I have not provoked Margaret either.
Okay.
Margaret's been coming for me for 2.5 years.
Okay.
At a certain point, something's going to blow or someone's going to break. And I don't know. I might have split in half. There's something called split personalities. I'm not sure I have one of those, but
okay.
I'm going to blame it on that.
Do you?
I don't know what anyone else would do in that
case. What do you think about the comparison to the Ashley
thing? The comparison to the two are completely different. There's three women chasing me through a country club. To do what? To try to shut me up so right. I can't speak?
Right.
Same thing that Troutmouth was doing. You know, talking louder and talking over me. And the reason
right.
I asked Teresa when I got there to have my back is because I never get to speak. I said, don't let them speak over me. Have my
okay.
back.
Right.
Let me speak.
We certainly don't condone violence. And I
no.
know that you...
No, I don't either. But I will never throw the first punch. I'll throw the last.
Okay. Second, as all of the ladies grappled with the blowout at the store, here's what. Danielle received fierce support from people in the group like Teresa and, well, just Teresa. Take a look at this.
Why'd you throw the water on her?
She put her hands on her.
To me, I was sticking up for my friend.
You would defend this one. It is really...
Margaret, she's your friend. I think that when you see her at the fashion show, you should go talk to her.
Like, hi, Margaret. What's up? You gave me a f***ing ultimatum, really, bitch?
It feels
you
like you're
sided.
Picking Danielle.
You picked Danielle.
Well, I don't. She poured water over Danielle's head.
But I don't think the water was, like, that big of a deal.
You're kidding me, right?
I mean, water?
It's
water.
All right.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Do you like that?
No, I don't f***ing like
it's
it!
Only
oh,
water.
My God!
It's only water!
Only
Margaret, you know what she said? I was an embarrassment. I ought to kiss my f***ing asshole.
Were you surprised by how hard Teresa was going for you, supporting you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't... I think that she sees everything that happens when she's in those moments. One thing Teresa can do is she can hyper-focus.
Uh-huh.
And when she's in those moments and she saw what was happening and I asked her, to please just watch that no one else is doing or saying anything so I can have my moment. I had no idea it was going to be so she could pay attention to that,
right.
You know. But yeah, that's Teresa. When she believes in something, she goes hard.
Finally, on tonight's final part of the Dallas reunion, we unpacked Leanne's offensive comments about Carrie. And here's what. Leanne offered an apology, but not everyone was buying it. Really want your reaction to this. Take a look.
It's not okay.
I agree.
And to use that over and over and over again is racism.
Because in Texas, I mean, we use that word all the time.
Chirpy Mexican.
You're apologizing to everybody else but me.
We were asked not to reach out to each other before we came.
That's not true.
I truly believe that the things you said were very racist. Yes.
Julio Iglesias, you realize he's Spanish and not Mexican?
Hello, no.
You made horrible mistakes.
I was ignorant.
You were not ignorant.
You
that is not an excuse.
Me that-
you were like, Mexico! You know, Mexican.
Yeah.
Like,
you knew what you were doing.
Is she a racist?
Yes, I believe she's racist.
This is not okay.
There are words to say you're sorry. I promise you it will never happen again.
All right, so a couple things. First of all, what was your reaction to Leanne's defense of her comments at the reunion?
I do not buy that she is ignorant to not know that what she was doing was wrong. I think if you do something like one time, then maybe you can say it's forgivable, but when I watched it, it was so often and with so much hate, I just don't think that you do it on accident and you're that ignorant.
You all thought that this would not air on the show. Was she telling you that this wouldn't air on the show?
She was very nervous for it to air. You know, in the past, she's done some things that have been horrible, and I feel like they've always kind of protected her. And I always felt like it was because she does contribute so much. So I do not think any of us thought that it would ever make the light of day because it was so dark and it was so crazy and she's been protected so much.
Okay, Stephanie, so a video surfaced from 3 years ago from Brandy's Instagram. We got a lot of questions about it. People essentially want to know if you think that Brandy is racist for her, what she said in that video.
Absolutely not. I think she made a horrible mistake. She's apologized. She apologized then. She apologized again. She's learning. She's growing. I think it was just really poor judgment and a horrible decision. And I've been on the phone with her a lot, and she's struggling with the shame of doing that. And I think she realizes it was not okay.
What do you think about the juxtaposition between that moment happening right on the heels of everyone gathering and saying that Leanne's a racist?
I think it's a lot of deflection, to be honest. I think Brandy's video could hurt somebody's feelings who's Asian and watches it. She always does impressions, she always does voices, and I don't think it was done mean-spirited, but watching it, I see how it can be very offensive and people would be offended by it. But I think Leanne's was done with very, like, hate towards saying somebody's Mexican, like Mexican this. It was not just calling Carrie, like, a beautiful Mexican, I don't think is a racist thing. But when you put hate with it, I think it's very, very different. And Brandy's was not hate-driven.
And I have to say for a moment, Brandy, I love her. Like, I think there's just not a mean bone in her body.
You know Brandy.
I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I think we speak often.
Oh, wow.
She is probably one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. I actually said, I'm going to be with your bestie. I said, I hope she's half as nice as you are.
That's nice.
And she goes, she's 4 times better than
me. Aw, that's
nice.
I
was like, see? That's like, nice. I get that all the time from my cast, too. Don't they say those things about me? It is wonderful.
Let's go to Mindy from Florida for Danielle Staub. That's nice. Mindy, what's your question?
Hi, Indy.
Hey.
BravoCon was my Super Bowl.
Woohoo!
So my question is for Danielle.
Yeah.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi. What was your reaction to the news that Teresa and Joe were separating, and have you spoken to her at all about it?
Yes, yes, I have. And to be honest, I probably might have seen it coming a little bit,
right.
But not in a malicious way. It wasn't, you know, she didn't say, "Oh, I'm going to take it to this point and then I'm going to leave him." She never did that. She was always, you know, I hope it works. She wanted it to work. She worked hard for it to work for her children and for her. But I mean, when people are away from each other, I can say from my own experience, it happens. Yes. I mean, there's a distance. It wouldn't have had to be prison. It wouldn't have had to be where he was. I think it was circumstance. And I think she's handling it the best way she can.
Let's go to Sophia from Atlanta for Stephanie. Hey, Sophia, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you. Hi, Beverly. This question's for Stephanie. Stephanie, do you think that Leanne should have sat in the chair that Brandy brought out? Also, have you heard anything from Dallas Society about this ordeal?
Okay, like a Dallas Society is my least favorite thing in the world because I just feel like, I'm going to go in that in a second, but I feel like whenever you have money and you're blessed and God blesses you like that, like don't use it against each other, help each other and love each other because it's such a blessing that most people don't have. So it bothers me when people use their power and money against other people.
And platform.
Yes. And then what was the other question?
The other question was sitting in the chair. Should she have sat in that chair?
You know, I wish that Leanne would have just been like, I was wrong and I need to grow and learn from it. And I feel like I wish she would have just, I'm not saying she had to sit in the chair,
well,
but I wish
she said she was wrong.
Well, I mean, I wish she wouldn't have just said that, like, she was too ignorant to know the difference. I wish she would have been like, Carrie, I am so sorry. I took hate out on you. And,
right.
But I mean, it would have been a really awkward filming if she was, her back was to
right.
the camera.
Yeah, right.
So I don't think she should have sat there because,
Danielle, you've got an announcement to make. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, I have over the past 12 years and 10 seasons been a part of this whole franchise, and I've been very happy to rally and stand on the platform and be here with all of you, but it is time for me to leave and do something that I want to do that makes my heart happy every day. And so I will be never returning as a housewife again.
Never. She's saying the word. Okay,
never.
Now I didn't know you were going to say the word
never. Never returning as a housewife again with the Jersey Girls.
Oh, okay. So you're open to New York or something like that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What will you do?
I am going to start my own cooking channel.
That's great. You've been cooking up a storm.
It
looks great.
I love it, Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's my, it's cooking is therapy to me. So I'm basically calling it cooking therapy. And I find my peace in the kitchen and I cook for some of Jillian's friends. They're over weekly. They were just over every night during the holidays. But there's up to 30 kids that might stop by and I want to have food for everybody. I promised there would always be pasta over the 21 years that I've known these children.
Right.
They stop over and I'm mom and I feed them, and even if they go out, they come home early and eat.
So you're going
so
all
I love
in
it.
On it.
All in for food,
okay.
And I think food is sexy, but it's gluten and dairy free.
You heard it here first, and this is entirely your move. I just want to point that out. I want to go back to the phones. Nicole from Indiana, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for Danielle.
Yep.
Since we now know that you and Teresa aren't friends anymore, do you regret losing that friendship considering how strongly she stood by you with your fight with Margaret?
You know, it's funny because friendships and relationships, even marriages, are between two people. So I think it's best taken up with both people at the same time. And it's a question that could be rhetorical and redundant, all in the same sentence. So I think we both have regrets, and it's ours to discover and ours to end or begin whatever way we want to. So the rest is still unwritten, honey. Don't worry.
Jacqueline from Michigan for Stephanie's. Jacqueline, what's your question real quick?
Hi. What does it take to get into a country club in Dallas? And why does Cameron think she's responsible for Travis getting into one?
So I went home because I was so confused. And I'm like, Travis, did you get into a country club that I did not know about? We're members of two country clubs, but he's been a member for like 2 years. So I do not know where that came from, but I didn't want to call her a liar if I did not know the facts. But I never asked her, please get me into a country club.
Are you still blocked by Cameron on Instagram?
Yeah, on all
platforms. On all platforms.
On all platforms.
Wait, that's
not
your password.
All right, I want to thank Danielle, Stephanie, and Robert for being here.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze, say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And Stephanie and our buddy Robert from Veniro's Cafe in the East Village. I mean, Robert's here from Veniro's, but Jillian made a cake. You got to bring it over here, Jillian. Just walk it over to the... you've been baking for how long?
That's a beauty.
Thank you. I really got into it when I got into college, so the past, like, 3.5 years.
It is gorgeous.
Beautiful.
But she is self-taught. She does lactose-free. She does also gluten and dairy-free like mommy. But we've been in the kitchen since she was a baby, and I think she just picked up some of it. And we do therapy through our kitchens. But she can be found at Baked with Sweetness on Instagram. Please follow her, and please look at her stuff. And also, when she's ready to really put it out and mass produce it, which mommy's going to help do, we will be happy to hear your feedback because you're going to love it.
It's
and
great.
I want you to have some of it in your place, too, because it's time for the guineas to get gluten and dairy-free, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Jillian. Thank you. Wow. Plus, I mean, both of your, you have two supermodel daughters.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan from Ohio. Hey, Ryan, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love you. Hey, Stephanie, love you, too.
My
question is for the amazing pony snatcher, Danielle. What would it take for you and Caroline Manzo to mend things?
You know what's so funny? I never had a problem with any of these people. I mean, the faces keep changing, but the characters are the same. Let's face it. Like, let's run Danielle out of town kind of stuff. But, you know, I've always tried to just dignify people or treat people the way that they treat me. And I don't have a problem with her unless she wants to make one with me.
All right, let's go to Jamie from Pittsburgh. Hey, Jamie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Just want to give you a quick shout out for picking the quintessential housewife, Stephanie. No one will ever touch her other than Bethany.
She's
fantastic.
You.
My question is for Stephanie. Do you think Leanne had a right to be mad at DeAndra's infinity dress joke? Considering that she once dressed up as Two-Face at a Halloween party and told everyone she was dressed up as you.
I was surprised you didn't get more upset about that.
I'm offended for you.
Oh, thank you. You know, I don't think two wrongs make a right. And just because I was hurt doesn't mean that that gives anybody the excuse to hurt her. I mean, even regarding the stuff that she said, I just feel like, I don't know. I just hate to see anybody live in the shame for too long. So I hope that Leanne moves on. I hope she's happy. I wish her the absolute best. And I don't harbor any ill feelings towards her regarding something that happened 2 years ago. Like the costume, it happened. She eventually apologized. And I think when somebody apologizes, you move on and forgive.
Now that's class for you right
there. There you go. Last call of the night, Christy from Minnesota for Danielle. What's your question, Christy?
Hey, Andy, I just wanted to let you know that I think you're absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And watching you with your son is so sweet. I just love it.
Thanks.
My question is actually for Stephanie.
Okay.
Stephanie, do you think Travis is a save DeAndra's company?
Did Travis help save DeAndra's company?
DeAndra is such a smart businesswoman. I think Travis is very smart, but I think he gave her his advice. But I think DeAndra saved her own company. She stands on her own merit, and she's a fantastic person and a wonderful business person.
And you're launching a scent?
I am launching a fragrance, and I made a custom-made one for you.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And this has it's mine.
You always smell great.
And it's my scent mixed with a little bit more of a basil and a mandarin oil as well.
All right.
And I hope you like it.
Ooh, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's in oil, so it's best to put on
it. So I just put it there?
You don't even roll it. Just dab it and press.
Okay.
And then you can do the same thing here. You can have someone do that for you.
Oh, I love... Oh. Yeah. Ah! I want to thank Danielle and Stephanie and Rosa and Joe and Marty. Thanks, everybody. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek.
Me? Alexis,
you can't mess up the lipstick, babe.
This will be your room.
Well, you're sleeping on the couch, mister.
We're not married yet.
Talking to Samson.
Ew.
Thanks for getting us here.
You're welcome. I love you.
She just got divorced, and I don't know if she's trying to prove it to her ex or her friends that she is doing fine. But you can be doing fine without having a tongue down your throat.
We're going to bed. See y'all later. We're going to have fun.
Oh my gosh, there's a mirror up there. Drew, this is foreplay.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.